Well, he thinks he's Ben Marshall. Ben Marshall, hi.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the Ben Marshall podcast, a series of podcasts just talking to our main man, Ben Marshall, here. We don't know how often they're going to be, probably once a month, probably, you know, whenever we get a chance to do it. So, are you excited, Ben?
Not really, no.
Why not?
I'm just not excited because you're going to ask me really silly questions. Which I'm not going to be able to answer, or I'm going to be rude that I'm going to put myself in the shit and completely embarrass myself.
Well, okay, so let's start off with, what do you think of the, robbery in that bank place?
Robbery of the bank? What the, how much was it? 20 million?
50 million.
50 million? That makes it even worse. It's wrong. We should give the money back.
Why?
Why? Just because they should, you know. It's just not right, and, you know, robbing that amount of money is just wrong.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if it was, let's say, being used for evil purposes? Is it still wrong?
It's still wrong because it's being used for evil purposes, and, you know, that's wrong. Obviously, we don't want asylum seekers... No, sorry, that's wrong. What we're talking about. I'm confused.
I mean, what I mean is, if the money was being used for evil purposes, would you steal it?
No comment.
Why not? Come on, you're doing a good thing by stealing this money that's being used for evil purposes, obviously.
Yeah, but if it's being used for evil purposes, then that's bad, isn't it? Because the word evil tends to represent bad.
Yes, but I'm saying, would you steal it off someone who was using it for evil purposes? Not asking you whether you think using money for evil purposes is wrong, whether you would steal it off someone who was being evil with it.
I just wouldn't steal it in general, because it's wrong.
Well, okay, right, Ben, why can't you do a tally chart?
Why can't I do a tally chart? Because it annoys me... And I am really, really, I just can't do maths at all. I get really agitated, and especially when the question has the same flipping answers of the yes, no, and maybe, and they're both the same on both the top and bottom line. It really annoys me, and I get all agitated, and I just can't do maths.
but a tally chart's not that hard, is it? I mean, you were going mad in...
Yeah, I know I was going mad in media. I wasn't technically, you know, going... Well, yeah, maybe I was going a bit mad, but
you were screaming.
It aggravates me. I wasn't screaming.
screaming.
It just aggravated me. It really annoyed me. But I think I was pissing myself off that the fact that as such a simple task, I made it so bloody difficult. I was annoyed with myself.
Could you just confirm for the listeners that you did scream about a tally chart?
Yes. I did scream about a tally chart, yes. And I do get aggravated by the littlest of the things, just to confirm that now I am a bit of a...
And can we just ask, at the start of media, what did you say about the film Brokeback Mountain?
No comment. I'm not answering. I told you before, I am not answering that question.
Ben said that he thought it was wrong that a gay cowboy film was getting so much exposure.
It's just because every single time a film comes out at the Oscars that's controversial, for example, Brokeback Mountain, or something with gays, or something with asylum seekers, it gets praise. It does.
I don't think...
It's wrong.
I don't think the term gay is politically correct.
All right then, homosexual. You're the proper term. But I've got nothing, seriously, I've got nothing against gay people, you know, if they like to stick their penises above people's arses, then that's up to them. Obviously, they like that.
Could I just say my mum's downstairs, so yeah. Please don't shout penis too loud.
Okay, all right. Well, at least I'm not saying dick or knob.
Penis is worse.
Or tool.
Penis is worse than dick. So
it is the technical scientific term for it.
Don't say it. Don't say it. But, right, maybe it was a well-made film.
Well, yeah, I can agree now. I think I'll take back that comment I said in media about the fact that it was completely wrong. That, you know, they were making a film about gay cowboys. But basically, all it is, and in fact, I'm confusing myself, and I don't know what was the question. I'm just kidding.
Do you think it could be a well-made film?
I think it would be a well-made film, yeah. Obviously, if it's getting that many Oscars, then it's obviously...
It was made by Ang Lee, local
made. Oh, right, well, in that case, then. You know,
so it must be good.
It must be good, yeah. Because the only reason I said it is just... I'd get annoyed at the fact that they give these films that are a bit controversial, think, oh, they're a bit controversial, let's give it a few awards.
So what would you prefer to win Best Film, apart from Brokeback Mountain? If you could pick any film to win Best Film at this year's Oscars, what would it be?
I suppose the problem is, this year there's not that many good films out.
Oh, Wallace and Gromit?
Wallace and Gromit. Something like Wallace and Gromit, I'd give it to those guys, because the patience they had in making something like that is unbelievable. I mean, 4 years just to make one film is just phenomenal, I suppose.
Would you have the patience? Well, you can't do a fucking tally chart,
no,
so...
I suppose I wouldn't have the patience. I'd just get annoyed if the smallest thing of when we played it back after so many hours, there was a little jerk in the film, I'd get so annoyed about it.
You'd end up ripping the set to bits.
I probably wouldn't end up moving the set.
You'd squash all the plastic.
Breakdown. I'd probably have a nervous breakdown and hit Nick Park.
Yeah. But, you'd squash all the plasticine.
Perhaps I wouldn't squash the plasticine. I used to make Lego or something. I used to get really, really annoyed, and in the end I just used to squirrel all the Lego up in my hand and throw it on the floor. So perhaps it stems from a very early age, the fact that I got really annoyed at little things like that.
Do you know how to play chess?
I haven't got a clue how to play chess.
You wouldn't have the patience for chess, would
you? I wouldn't have the patience for chess, and the fact that I'm not that intellectual, so I wouldn't be able to play chess. And the fact that I'm not very good at maths doesn't help.
There you go, stereotyping again. Only clever,
only clever people
play chess. Do you think clever people wear glasses as well?
No, I don't agree with that. That's just a stupid little stereotype. That, you know.
Do you know some thick people who wear glasses?
Actually, yes, I do.
Like who?
Well, I couldn't name anybody.
Go on, no, name them.
No, because
name them.
The viewers wouldn't know who.
Name them. I know what you're thinking.
John Jack's brother, Dick, and he wears glasses.
He's the one who's going to post this on his website, so he's probably not going to agree to put it on now.
Oh, good, and cut it out then.
You've just ruined our podcast dream.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean to make you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry.
You singing a song?
Yeah, I was. Okay. To recreate the lyrics from Boy
George. Hello, Mum.
Hello.
Mum, you're on. Hello. Welcome back. So the next section is going to be Ben sings a song from his.
Okay, we're going to do a quick break.
Go on, can you sing a song?
No, I'm not singing a song.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Well, what do you want me to sing?
Something from your collection. I'll tell you if it's crap or not.
Sing for one thing. I would embarrass myself in front of I don't know how many people are going to be listening to this.
Okay, so just tell us a song that you listen to.
I like a bit of everything really. Mainly 70s and 80s disco.
You see, that's rubbish.
It's not rubbish. You can't, you know, just because it's not your sort of music, you know, it's not necessarily considered crap, is it?
Yeah.
It isn't.
It is.
Just because you think it's crap doesn't mean it's crap music. It's your personal opinion. There are a lot of people out there who like 70s and 80s music. Including me.
Okay, so Ben's not going to sing. That screwed up that feature.
Oh, good.
Sing some...
Well, there you go.
Okay, thank you. Right, what should we talk about now? Are you going to sing some more?
I can't can sing some more if you want me to. Go on. Give me a song and I'll sing it.
Okay, sing. Just choose a song from your collection to sing.
Tell us your name. Okay, have you heard of Tom Jones?
Yes.
Tom Jones. Tom
Jones. Do Tom Jones do
Tom Jones. Bobby yeah. Bobby. Tom, if everyone's heard, you know, Bobby Brown, slow down. You know, that one. It's basically Bobby Valentino, Slow Down. Because there's an album, Tom Jones and Jules Holland, there's a track on it called Slow Down. And so Luke and I just kind of make up a joke. The fact that, you know, if Tom Jones was singing Bobby Valentino, Slow Down. So it was, slow down, I just want to get to know you. I don't turn around, really, really damn thin to know me. Bless me with your beauty, cutie, hit the cues. You know, just like.
Yes, very good. Right.
And by the way, I think I kind of fucked up the lyrics. I don't actually know some of them.
No, you don't. Right.
I don't know whether you know the lyrics.
Well, I don't know the lyrics, I've not listened to the song.
Good.
This is shite.
You see, you're classing it as shite, yet, you know, it's just not your sort of music, so you class whatever's not your sort of music as shite, which is wrong.
Wait, no, it's not, because it is shite.
Stop.
You can't do voice actions on a podcast. We can't hear anything.
What do you mean by voice action?
Malvin!
I was whispering it. You heard enough. You had decent hearing. I know I haven't got decent hearing, so don't even go on to that subject.
You're deaf, though.
I'm not a deafo!
Right, okay. Okay, we're going to take a short break while we think of another feature. Hello, and welcome back to the Ben Marshall podcast. And now I'm going to try and teach Ben a little bit. Turn it down. I'm going to try and teach him a little bit of the guitar. So, first, I'm going to play a little bit of a song I'm going to teach him, just to show you what it should sound like. It won't sound anything like this, but, right. So, the song I'm going to try and teach him a little bit of is Fake Tales of San Francisco. Shut up with the guitar. Jumped a bit there. Right, okay. So, Ben, you got the guitar ready?
I've got my guitar ready. It should be a complete shambles because I cannot play the guitar.
Okay, so first what we want is... Have you got it turned up? Right, okay. So, we want... hang on, I can't remember now. Okay, so... Right, okay. So, we want first finger on 7... So three, yeah, 7. Okay. And you want to go strum that and then on to that one. No, don't move your fingers, just
yeah.
You probably want to use that one.
That one.
No, that finger. Stop clasping. That finger there.
Yeah, that finger there. Right.
And then once you've done that, curl it round and do that one.
That's crap, right. What, just... Don't strum it. And then, so, do that one, and then put your finger on that one and do that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. That's crap.
You are out... That's crap.
See, when I'm putting my finger on there...
You're strumming the wrong string.
See, I put my finger on there too hard, and it's not.
That bend. See, you messed about now.
I'm trying to get that.
Right.
Okay. You see, this is why I don't play the guitar.
Press on that.
Right. Oh, right. You gotta hold it down.
Right, we got that. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we go on to that one.
Got it!
Now go.
Right, go. Where'd it go now?
Right, that one. And then you gotta play that one, go to that one and then come back to it.
sort of.
Right, and now that one, that one.
That one, yeah.
No, that one.
That one.
Play that. That one. This is rubbish. This is a rubbish feature.
Right.
Okay, this is rubbish now. We're just silent over the airways. This feature was crap. It's not coming back next week. Next time, mainly
because
you can't do it. You can't do it.
Where's the next one? Where's the next one? I've got three chords, or three notes.
Three notes.
Three notes.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You're rubbish. Right. Shut up. This feature won't be coming back, mainly because Ben's
does this thing do?
Stop flicking it! What does this thing do? Oh, I've been dropped off now! You moron! You complete tosser! Right, now this section won't be coming back next week, mainly because I don't know enough.
Do you want to work?
Turn it down! Right. This feature won't be coming back next week, mainly because Ben is rubbish at the guitar and I don't know enough songs to teach him. So,
you can't play the guitar yourself!
I can play the guitar!
No, you can't!
I can play that better than you. Right, hold the microphone, I'll show you how good I
can. Alright. I'm gonna show me how good he is on the guitar. He's shit compared to some of the people at our school.
Yeah, well, I'm much better than you.
Yeah. I got a bit confused.
As long as I can play one
hand
note.
Hand-eye coordination I'm not very good at.
As long as I can play one note, I'm technically better than you.
More than one note. I can play one note. That's it. Here we go. This is Luke's shit version of Tales of San Francisco by Arctic Monkeys.
Well, first of all, don't point it at the guitar because it comes out the amp.
Say that again.
Don't point it at the guitar because it comes out the amp.
What's an amp?
That.
Oh, the speaker. Some speakers are made by me, Marshall. Well, not technically, it just says that on the front. Oh, right. Anyway, shit Luke's version of shit San Francisco. See, that puts me to shame now. I want to give it another go because I'm sure I can do it this time because I know how to hold the keys, the flipping notes, the strings.
Right,
one last go. I'm left-handed, Luke.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am. Yeah, I know I'm right-handed,
but... Put your arm through the strap.
Right.
Yes. Right, seven there. Not with your thumb.
What with that?
Like that, round like that. See, that's much better, isn't it? Right, yeah, seven there, and then five there. Because you might want to use.
Yeah, I will. Wrong key, that's why.
Note! Wrong fret!
It's too quick. It really is fast.
Okay, this feature's rubbish.
I can do it with just one thumb. Where's the next note?
That's rubbish. That is rubbish, Ben. Right, I'm cutting it off. I'm cutting it off.
Put me through to the Pentagon.
That was the whole bloody thing. You just hear that?
I come bearing a gift. I'll give you a hint. It's in my diaper and it's not a toaster.
Hello, welcome back to the Ricky Gervais. Not Ricky Gervais, sorry. Not Ricky Gervais.
Sorry to Ricky Gervais. Gervais.
Sorry to Ricky Gervais.
Ripping off his podcast.
Ben Marshall podcast. Sorry about that. Right. So, this is the end of the podcast now. I just want to ask Ben about his views and whether they've changed. Do you still think gay cowboys should not get their own film?
No, I'm fully gay. I'm fully for gay cowboy films. I think if they want to show that sort of thing, as long as they do it in a sensible way, then that's fine. I think it's good that they're bringing to issue or bringing to view some of the controversial issues in the world.
Well, you said at the start that you didn't think it was good.
Yeah, I know, but my views have changed. I completely go against what I originally said on the gay cowboy front. And, yeah, I think that's, you know.
Do you reckon you could do a tally chart now that you've learnt the guitar? I'm going to keep talking, the phone's ringing.
Yeah, I do actually think I could do a tally chart now. Certainly at the start I found it extremely bloody difficult to do because I'm crap at maths and I don't know how on earth I managed to fuck up a tally chart, to be honest with you. But yeah, I think I can do one now and I can safely say, right, that I cannot play the guitar in a million years. I can play a note and I sort of got it towards the end, but no, I'm complete rubbish. I haven't got the hand-eye coordination at all. I can play the drums. So that's the funny thing, I can play the drums, which is about the most easier thing you play, but I can't play the guitar. Cannot play the guitar. No, I wasn't talking about Luke. If you play it back, you'll find that I was talking about the fact that I could not play the guitar, and the only thing I could play a little bit decently is the drums.
Have you been turning the microphone off and on? Have you been touching that? Right. I've just had one of those cool people on the phone, right? And he said, "Hello, is Mr. Richard?"
You say I'm racist, and then you're doing his accent.
I'm only saying this because to put a picture in your mind, because it was an Indian bloke. He said, "Hello, have I reached Mr. Richard Barnett? And I went, "No." And he went, "Is this one of his family members?" And I went, "No." He said, "Have I reached..." I said, "No, this is..." And he went really silent, and I put the phone down.
You've just given out your phone number on the internet. You do realise how stupid you actually are.
I'll beep it out.
You'll beep it out.
I will. I'll beep it out. I'll make it go silent. Oh, I never thought of that. Shit.
Ha ha!
Okay, so
sorry, I'm really interested in that line that goes on the thing because I just went ha ha and it went really loud. I want to see how high it would go. Oh, that's completely black. Look at that. That's completely blank.
Everyone at home now is deaf. You do know that.
Yeah, I know. I want to make them know how it feels
so
to be deaf.
Like that for your voice. You talk so loud.
Yes, I know I talk so loud. No! You see what I mean? I can make people at home completely deaf! Yeah, I'll make them home completely deaf by arching their eardrums! Turn the volume down!
Right, shut up. Okay, anyway, as I said, don't call me. Please don't call me on that number. You know, because it's not my number, it's actually Ben's number. And anyway, Ben's number is... Don't worry, I'll fade them out. Okay, so we'll see you again sometime for another...
Hope not.
Why not?
Don't want to do it again.
Gay. Not you. Yeah. Boy.
You see, you're being homophobic again now.
You say that to me all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Right, okay, we'll see you again for another Ben Marshall
podcast. Damn you, vile woman!
We'll see you again for another Ben Marshall podcast.
I come bearing a gift. Who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.